it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Deck. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, no soup for you. Ain't going to happen today. It's all about the devices, the platforms, various different ways that you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as we love to talk about radio on the go. Christmas be right around the corner, so if you're looking for that new and fresh device, there ain't nobody better to talk to you about it than Mr. Joe Spano.
And I'll do just that, Bob. I'll tell you the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go via those aforementioned devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. You then have the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. And most importantly, they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yep, and on Pearl Harbor Day, which today is, we're remembering that, and as well as the fact that we're going down to Army-Navy, we're going to fly in tomorrow and do the show on Friday, Joe. It's pretty excitement, and if you're on AFN, well, guess what? We're happy and proud to be a part of it and give you a little bit of a taste of home. Going to be a fun experience over the next couple of days.
It sure will, Bob. You know, tomorrow we'll give you the details of what time we'll be airing on Friday, as there'll be a special live edition of the attack at a different time. I'll make sure I hit social media and give you the latest on that as well, and the latest developments on Friday as we're getting ready to go to air. But next up, we'll quickly set the table and start knocking things down. For this Wednesday edition of the attack, I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
Welcome back to The Attack at Bob Black 71, at Joe Spano 56, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and the aforementioned social media that Joe was talking about. And we got a big show in front of us, brother. It's going to be a lot of fun today, and why don't we set the table and get this thing rocking and rolling?
All right, early going. It's going to be hot stove baseball. Chris Sale gets a new pair of socks. We'll talk about that. And everything else going on, rumored or real, in hot stove baseball. At 40 after hour, number one, 840 a.m. Eastern time, we'll talk to Archie Manning. I was out at the National Football Foundation Awards Ceremony and press conference. They announced their 2016 Hall of Fame inductees for the College Football Hall of Fame. They had an array of their awards, and we got a chance to speak to, amongst others, Archie Manning. So we'll play that at 40 after hour number one. Then we'll roll out of the hot stove baseball, and in hour two, it'll be a mixed bag of NFL, as there's quite a bit of midweek news, and college football as the coaching carousel continues to spin and new guys hop in new chairs. And then to take you home at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Joey McWilliams, OklahomaSports.net. We'll talk a little Oklahoma football, but I think more importantly, as you talked about when we were deciding to set this up, the future of the Big 12 Conference as it relates to football. Big 12 football is in a very precarious place.
Yep.
Once again, 14 playoff, no member of the Big 12 in that 14 playoff. So we'll talk to Joey about that, amongst other things, at 40 after hour number two, Bob. But we really should hit the ground running. And the place to start is Chris Sale changing his socks. He used to wear white socks. He'll now wear red socks, as the Red Sox have acquired the lefty ace from the White Sox for four prospects. Yan Moncada, Michael Kopech, Victor Diaz, and Luis Basabe. Not Wasabi, but Basabe.
Basabe, yes.
Basabe. So, again, you know, when you look at this deal, and I guess the place to start is to look at it from a Red Sox perspective. For the Red Sox, this is a great deal for so many reasons. In Sale, you brought in an ace, a true ace, who has pitched like one over the last half a decade plus, in particular the last 6 years. When he starts the season, he'll be going into his age 28 year, and in essence, you'll have him under team control for the next 3 years. He's under contract for $12 million in 2017, and the team will be able to exercise options in 2018 and 2019 for $12.5 and $13.5 million. So you're getting a true ace number one pitcher to go with the rest of your pretty darn good starting pitching staff. And you're getting them for about a third of what it would cost you to get a pitcher like this, as far as how much you're going to have to pay him each year. You got him locked up for 3 years. And, oh, by the way, he's well on the right side of 30. So when you look at this deal for the Red Sox as far as what they're bringing in, it's an absolute home run. You look at how loaded their staff is now: David Price, Ricky Porcello, Chris Sale, maybe Clay Buchholz returns to form. And there's a whole host of other guys to round things out and take the four and five spots. But when you look at their top three, it's as good as any in Major League Baseball. And with that lineup, the move they made earlier in the week to fortify the bullpen. I mean, the Boston Red Sox, as Brian Cashman characterized them, they look like, in many ways, the Golden State Warriors of Major League Baseball. I don't think I'd go that far. But, boy, it's a team that's not going to have very many weaknesses. They're going to hit it. They're going to have terrific starting pitching. And when they get to the postseason, they're going to have three lockdown guys. And they'll end up having a pretty strong bullpen, Bob.
Yeah, all of those points are incredibly valid. Cashman's statement may be the most valid of all of them in that they're now the favorite, barring some unforeseen massive trade that shifts the balance of power within the division. That top three matches up against anybody in baseball. Joe, at 27 years of age, going into his age 28 season, the guy pitches to a level 3 ERA in the American League, and let's not forget that, for his entire career. He's a lefty. He helps take pressure off David Price, who definitely felt the pressure last year in his first season in a Red Sox uniform. And, you know, look, they've talked about the delivery and the, you know, maybe the arm strain and everything else. With the control that they have over him for three seasons, if it turns out that somewhere along the line he gets hurt, yeah, okay, it's a loss, but it's not a catastrophic loss where they're locked into 5 years or 6 years on a guy paying him hundreds of millions of dollars. They can look at that point. The Price contract is onerous in many ways. They can evaluate at that point after the 3 years and decide at age 30, well, it'll be going on 31, whether or not to go after him for a long term or just cut loose at that point in time and financially actually reap some benefits. They'll be on the backside of the Price trade, and they'll have flexibility with their cash to go in another direction if they deem it fit. So all the way around, it's a win-win. Plus, they didn't touch the true core. They gave up very good prospects, don't get me wrong. But Mookie Betts, Bogarts, Jackie Bradley, all of those guys stay in place for Boston. So their young core is complemented by their veteran pitching staff. It's a win-win for the Boston Red Sox.
Very well said, Bob. As you talked about, the delivery, that three-quarter delivery that when you look at it says, okay, his arm's going to fall off. I think you made a great point about that. Yeah, the Red Sox gave up a hell of a haul here, and if his arm falls off, yeah, you're going to be disappointed in those prospects you gave up for a pitcher who ends up with arm trouble. But as you said, with the contract, you're locked into him this year at a bargain rate. And then from there, over the next 2 years, it's club options.
Right.
So let's say, God forbid, he would have hurt himself this year. You could decide not to exercise the option and be out from under, and you'd owe him no money. You'd have money free to go out and spend on somebody else to replace him. But barring that, as you said, a pitcher under team control at a true bargain. You know, this is a guy that if you put him on the open market, you'd be paying three times what you're paying him. So he's a bargain. He's a stud ace. Starting pitching staff is loaded. And I think, as you said, while you paid a heavy price in prospects to get a 27 going on 28-year-old bargain, you didn't touch any of the young prospects who are no longer suspects but are actually on the major league roster in Betts, in Bogarts, in Bradley, and others. You gave away guys that are not yet a part of the major league franchise. Yeah, you paid a heavy price in prospects, but you didn't have to provide the White Sox with anybody that's ready to play right now and take anybody off of your major league roster to improve yourself. So you really put yourself in a great position to move forward. You're going to be the overwhelming favorite in the American League East for a number of reasons. The Yankees right now, they're a combination of rebuilding, trying to contend. They're in a strange place. And they'll be capable in 2017 of winning around 90 games, but they're not going to be able to keep up with a Red Sox team like this. The Blue Jays are a team in transition.
Yep.
The Orioles, when you look at them, have more flaws than this Red Sox team, and the Rays are, you know, bringing up the rear in the American League East. So when you look at this, it cements the Red Sox as an overwhelming favorite in the American League East. It probably right now, as it stands at this moment, they're the class of the American League, and they're on a par with, I guess, the Chicago Cubs as the most complete team in baseball. And the Cubs still have some work to do or are going to do some more work. But you look at the Red Sox, and they've stamped themselves as one of the true favorites for the World Series. In our next segment, Bob, we should probably look at this deal from a White Sox perspective. And while, and I'll tease this and I'll foreshadow this, while I like this from the White Sox perspective, I think they could have fetched a little more when you look at some of the other trades that were made for guys of this caliber around baseball. That's next on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And we're discussing the Red Sox-White Sox trade with Chris Sale going to the Red Sox for a bunch of prospects. And, Joe, one last thing on the Red Sox perspective of this. You know, with Big Poppy stepping off the stage, and I have a little sidebar here for you in a second, making a splash this offseason was paramount, and not only for the baseball aspect of it, but realizing the Boston Red Sox fans are very sophisticated baseball fans. Losing Big Poppy out of that lineup, and they're trying to compensate by signing a guy like Mitch Moreland on a one-year deal and all that kind of good stuff. That's a lot of production out of the middle of that lineup that's going bye-bye, even at that advanced age. They're compensating by bringing in a true, as you said, stud ace pitcher in Sale. So there's a little contrast of how they're going to play next year. A little less bop, a little more pitching. But with that being said, they still have a very solid lineup being compensated now by having three real studs and possibly four at the top of that rotation. So subtle, but yet something that needed to be done given the big loss of Big Poppy.
You know, and Big Poppy will be a big loss. I don't want to make it sound like their lineup is unaffected by the loss of David Ortiz, and that bringing in Mitch Moreland, you know, is something that completely makes up for that. But what they do in bringing in Mitch Moreland is he's going to play first base, and he's a Gold Glove caliber first baseman who has some pop in his bat. Is he Big Poppy? And I think we all know the answer to that, no. And what they're going to do is take Hanley Ramirez and take him out of the field, let him play DH.
Right.
And, you know, he's much better suited for that because there's no longer a position for him on the field. And, you know, the rest of the lineup is pretty much going to be the same because, as we talked about, Benintendi is still there. Jackie Bradley is still there. Bogarts and Betts are all still there.
Yep.
None of them went in the trade. Now, the one hole is third base. And they've cleared that spot back for Kung Fu Panda, who looks like he's been on one hell of a diet and finally looks like he's in Major League Baseball shape. He makes a boatload of money. If he can replicate, and again, you know I'm not a big Kung Fu Panda guy, but if he can replicate his production from his years in San Francisco, not necessarily those first couple where he took the league by storm, but even those years where he hit close to 300 mm-hmm. and hit 20 homers and had 80-plus RBIs, between that, Moreland at first, Hanley Ramirez at DH, and they, in essence, really haven't changed all that much how they're going to go about their business and the composition of their lineup and their ability to score runs. Will Big Poppy on some level be missed because he's such a difference maker and he lengthens your lineup in a way that, even at his best, I don't think Kung Fu Panda does, or certainly that Mitch Moreland does not do that either. But I really don't think you're going to see a radical or even subtle downturn in runs if the plan comes together as far as runs scored. I certainly think you're going to see more than a subtle downturn in runs given up, as that starting rotation is going to be remarkable. And now Dave Dombrowski will spend the rest of his offseason continuing to fortify that bullpen.
No question about it. Hey, I got to throw this at you. Jerry gave this to me, and it was pretty damn humorous. We were talking about the anniversary of Pearl Harbor at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is also, and speaking of poppies, the anniversary of Bill Lee being traded.
I knew it was going to be a Bill Lee story.
To the being traded to the Montreal Expos for Stan Poppy, a nondescript shortstop who had a seven-year career. And to this day, on the anniversary, every once in a while, on the outside of the Green Monster, there appears graffiti that they paint over all the time. Who the hell is Stan Poppy?
Nice. That's a great humorous story. And that's a great get from Jerry. And if you know anything about Jerry, him and Bill Lee are very close.
He was his campaign manager in his run for governor this year.
So anyway, there you go. That's why Bill didn't win. But as a result, a lot of good Jerry stories start with Bill Lee.
No question about it. And just for the record, Stan Poppy in his career, six major league seasons. This is really comparable to Big Poppy. He hit .218 with seven home runs and 51 RBIs in 225 games.
It's a good week for it's a good month for Big Poppy, or a bad month for Big Poppy. And Big Poppy, Stan Poppy,
very close.
One is prime aged ribeye, and one
the other
is
one's cat poop.
Exactly right. It's not even meatloaf. It's cat food. What do you say we dive into this deal from the White Sox perspective a little bit? And for me, the White Sox got a very good haul. And they're in a position to be a real contending team in 2019. And if they're smart, guys like Todd Frazier, guys like Adam Eaton, they have a bunch of guys, Carlos Quintana, they have a bunch of guys that would be ready to win now, as this is a team that over the last 5 years or handful of years has continued to try and stay competitive, and they've band-aided it together year after year, and it just hasn't worked. So they finally decided, listen, it's rebuilding time. And Rick Hahn, their general manager, is finally undertaking the rebuilding project. And that's why you see Sale gone. That and some differences, which I guess as a non-winning team with the opportunity to rebuild, the irreconcilable differences made this a little easier. And the Sox got White Sox got a very good haul. In, you know, Moncada is a top 10 prospect in all of baseball at just 21. It's Kopech, I believe, and not Kopech. I think it's Kopech. He's a top 100 type guy who has an Aroldis Chapman-like arm. He can get it to 105. So you got the two very, very elite prospects. They're not ready now. They're a little bit down the road. And in Diaz and Basabe, you've got outside of the top 100 guys that may be able to make an impact down the road. It's a nice haul for the White Sox, but I've got to tell you, when you're trading a 28-year-old ace who makes basically 33 cents on the dollar and is under team control for three more seasons, not even under contract for all three after the first one, I can go year by year on the options should something happen. I've got to get one of Betts, Bogarts, Bradley. I've got to get somebody that's on the major league roster, or instead of just two of the top, I've got to get a third guy that is a true top five, top seven type prospect in that organization. Because if you go on some of the other deals that were made last year, the haul the Yankees got for their two pitchers, and I guess the one you'd look at is Andrew Miller. This is a comparable haul of what the Yankees got for Andrew Miller. But Andrew Miller's older. He's a great reliever, and maybe the best reliever in the game for all reasons we discussed during the postseason. But Andrew Miller's older than Sale, and he's a reliever. So he's not that discounted dollars, and he doesn't. And while relievers are super important in the postseason, in order to get there, it's the starters that make more impact. So if you look at the Indians-Yankees deal, where the Yankees got Frazier, they got Sheffield, and they got a couple of other guys. I think it was Sheffield. They got two top guys and two lesser guys. I think the Red Sox could have done, the White Sox rather, could have done just a little bit better. Again, great trade, huge upside with those top two guys. But I want one of those other two guys to be a difference maker, or I want one of those guys that's young, under team control for several years, but already up on the major league roster and proven. I want a little more. I'm giving you an ace starter, not an ace reliever. That's a bargain and under team control for the next 3 years.
Yeah, but one of the things out of this, and I agree with you, would have been nice if they could have gotten the extra guy. It also, when you talked about philosophy of the organization, the deal the Nats had on the table involved more major league guys and major league ready guys on the couple of minor leaguers. They don't have the top 100 prospects that the Red Sox have. They only have four within their system. And they were making available Pedro Severino, and who is their big-time catching prospect, and a couple of the major league guys. So to me, it kind of shows the philosophy of the White Sox that they're prepared, as you said, maybe 2019, to back off for a year or two and kind of refortify.
Then get one more of those true top guys within that system. I mean, other guys, maybe Diaz is a late inning power arm later on, and maybe Basabi is a fit. But if I'm going to do that, and I'm going to say, okay, we're not even worried about anything until 2019. Three out of these four guys have to be the top 10. And you're going to have to force the Red Sox to somewhat empty out their farm system. That's just the deal. If you want a guy who's, you know, who's going into his age 28 year and is under team control at a bargain as an ace starter, that's the price you got to pay. That's it.
I couldn't agree more. And it's on the surface, at least, it appears as if the Nats deal was better. One thing I'm looking at here as we head to the break, that starting pitcher, Kopech, he's the real deal. He's the real deal.
Archie Manning next here on The Attack. Keep it where it is.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to join the conversation, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. And the main topic right now is the deal between the Red Sox and the White Sox, and who got the better of it, and your thoughts on what it does for both the Red Sox and White Sox. And we'll get back to this and kind of tie a bow around our thoughts on this deal in a second, and then quickly we'll dive into all the rest of the hot stove talk around Major League Baseball as we finish up the hour. But yesterday I was off, as you're aware, and I was out at the National Football Foundation press conference and event that announced the 2016 College Football Hall of Fame class, some wonderful award winners on all kinds of levels around the world of college football. And one of the people out there was Archie Manning, who's been very heavily involved in the National Football Foundation for many, many years now. And he was recipient of a very prestigious award from them. And we're going to have a chance to take a listen to a conversation I had with him right now, yesterday, about a whole host of topics. So here's the great Archie Manning joining us right now here on the Spano and Black Attack.
Let's talk a little bit about why we're here. The National Football Foundation, their great awards event, and all the great work that they do for football on every level.
Well, I've been really privileged to be part of this organization. I've been a board member for over 20 years now, and attend this annual gala every year. I've been chairman of the board for the last 9 years. So tonight to receive the gold medal honors is probably the nicest thing that's ever happened to me, greatest award I've ever had, especially considering the people who've won it in the past. But it's really been fun for me to be part of this organization because of the good things that we do for the game of football. We honor Hall of Famers, which is great, but we also honor scholar athletes. So at the high school level and the college level, and the kids who really, they do what's right about football, and that they get it done on the field and they get it done in the classroom. And I'm proud to be part of an organization that honors them.
It's always nice to celebrate the things that are right about a sport on every level, from the grassroots all the way on up. But there's so much history with the National Football Foundation here at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Talk a little bit about that history and the impact that leaving this great building is going to have on the National Football Foundation.
Well, we'll certainly miss it. I'm very proud of the fact that we've been had our annual dinner here for 59 years. This organization, one of the founders, General MacArthur, and they had the first one here. We're going to miss it, but we understand, and hopefully we'll be back. We'll be back one day, but it's some great history. Some great history in this hotel, great history with the National Football Foundation Hall of Fame dinner and the people that we've honored through the years.
Archie, what do you say we talk about the family a little bit? I know you're always asked about Peyton and Eli. I'm going to take it a little bit of a different direction with Peyton. You had to make the adjustment to life after football. It can be a challenge. You did a great job and have had great success with that adjustment. How's Peyton handling that adjustment as far as the spare time that he hasn't had in about 20-plus years? How's he dealing with that? How have you been able to help him deal with that?
He hadn't really needed my help. I think sometimes the people that have the hardest time adjusting to football is when it comes to a sudden end, getting cut, released, getting hurt, and not being able to play, and kind of dealing with the mental part of that. Peyton chose to hang it up and kind of went out on top. He got to play a long time. He knows how fortunate he was to stay healthy. He knows how fortunate he was to come back and play 4 years after having multiple neck surgeries. So I don't think Peyton ever took it for granted, kind of what happened to his brother at an early age. I don't think he ever took the game for granted or his health. So he had a great career. I thought he was wise to decide this fall, to not commit to anything definite, to kind of have a free autumn, do some things he wanted to do, like go to some Giants games, go to some Tennessee games. He's been, he travels a lot. He does a lot of corporate speaking. And he's doing things with his family and with his kids that he couldn't do when he was going through the trials of being an NFL quarterback. So I think he's had a great fall. I've been very proud of him, the way he's dealt with things. And Peyton's happy. Life is good for Peyton.
What do you see his future going forward? Could you see him getting involved in either broadcasting, maybe doing something along the lines of what John Elway did, team executive, maybe even team ownership?
Well, I don't know that. I know Peyton will, whatever opportunities he's had, he'll explore them. He's pretty good about analyzing things, doing his due diligence. As I said, he was going to take this first football season and kind of not commit to anything definite there, and then see what's out there. He's 40 years old. He's a big boy, and whatever Peyton does, he'll go at it just like he did football at 100 miles an hour and try to do it right.
Let's quickly swing to Eli. The Giants are in great position to make the playoffs. However, they've had a lot of struggles on offense, suspect offensive line, and it's resulted in a lot of inconsistency for that entire offense, including Eli. Down the stretch, some very tough matchups and the toughest part of their schedule. Your thoughts on these upcoming four games for the Giants and the stretch drive for them?
Well, I look at it, there'll be four really tough games. The next 2 weeks, they're playing two of the hottest teams. The hottest team in football is the Dallas. They've been the best team in football this year is the Dallas Cowboys. Then they follow that. I saw the Lions Sunday in New Orleans. They put a whipping on the Saints. They're playing great. Jim Caldwell, Matthew Stafford. And then, of course, they finished with two division games. So it's I know the Giants aren't going to be talking about anything past Dallas because that is a really tough chore right there to go up against that bunch. There's an opportunity there. There's a challenge. I think the one thing the Giants have done, they keep fighting. You know, they've worked to get better on defense, and they've done that. They keep trying to get to run the ball, and I think that's still the key for them to being really successful is running the football. Ben is a good coach. He's a smart coach, and they'll keep working at that.
Archie, can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes. Really do appreciate it. This is a great event, and your participation in the National Football Foundation is a wonderful thing. Thank you for a couple of minutes.
That was my pleasure. Glad to be with you.
That was the great Archie Manning joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, Bob. And again, that was from yesterday's National Football Foundation event. He received their prestigious gold medal award, which has been won by presidents, five-star generals, et cetera, et cetera. Archie, very involved in the National Football Foundation. They also had all of the members of their Hall of Fame class, their College Football Hall of Fame class there. It was just a terrific event. We spoke to Archie Manning and a host of others, and over the coming days, we'll play you some more of those interviews from some of the biggest dignitaries that were at that event. And that was a far-reaching interview from everything from what the National Football Foundation does for football players and athletes at every level, from the grassroots all the way up to the major college level and beyond. Also talk of Peyton and his adjusting to life after football. And then we actually talked a little on the field football as it related to Eli and the football, New York football Giants. And we'll have a handful more of these type of interviews in the coming days, Bob.
I'll tell you what, Archie never had a trouble adjusting afterwards. And considering that he played for such bad teams for so long, you can hear the optimism and the positivity in his voice. He still has a real passion for the game, and he really loves watching his boys play, although it's now down to one guy.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And it was interesting. He said it was very smart, Peyton, you know, committing to nothing, and he'll figure out what he wants to do going forward.
Yeah.
That said, Bob, we should probably swing back into the hot stove talk a little bit here. And kind of wrap up our thoughts on Red Sox, White Sox. And I think what you said was very true. The deal the Nationals put out there on the surface, it looked like a better deal and in many ways maybe was. But as we've talked about, the White Sox are in complete rebuild mode. Maybe they don't want prospects that are quite major league ready. And it was a good point from you. And the guys they got in Moncada and Kopech. These are guys that give you a chance as the rest of your rebuilding project unfolds to be a real contender and a very dangerous team in 2019. My take is because of the extreme value you're giving up in sale, kind of like no other when you look at youth, ability, bargain, team control, I think you've got to get one more of these Red Sox top prospects. Even if you don't want to go for any of those four or five guys we talked about that are on the major league roster for your reasons and also for the Red Sox reasons, which are, hey, we don't want to mess with our core. We can't afford to lose anybody else out of our lineup as we've lost Big Poppy, and we're going for it now. We want to win the World Series in 2017 and beyond. So from that standpoint, where you go is you go to their farm system and you grab, they have a surplus of third baseman in their farm system. Take one of those guys. So that way you can move a Todd Frazier.
Right.
In the next year or so and get something for him as you continue your rebuilding project. They have a handful of stud third basemen. They, one more stud guy out of those young guys. And I get it. It would hurt the Boston Red Sox farm system in a major way, but you got to give to get. So I think Rick Hahn and the White Sox shortchanged themselves a little bit. And I think the Red Sox really hit the home run in this deal for a number of reasons. I don't hate it for the White Sox, but where the Red Sox hit the grand slam home run for so many reasons, the White Sox hit the solid double. I think there was a chance one more top 10 type prospect, and the White Sox are also hitting a home run, and this deal evens out quite a bit. But I don't hate it for either side, love it for the Red Sox, and like it on a lot of levels for the White Sox as well.
Well, I'll tell you how it ends up being a home run. And when you look at Kopic, he's the guy in this trade that truly needs to pan out. And, you know, we talk about these guys all the time that bring it at 100 miles an hour. And in many instances, they end up becoming bullpen guys because they just can't be starters if they're relying on one particular pitch. This kid has a slider and a changeup that are considered plus-plus. If that ends up being the case as he progresses his way through, he's in high A ball right now, and the rest of the farm system, I'm assuming they'll bring him to double A next year, then it ends up being a home run for the White Sox. Because if he can hit the major league level with a high 90s, 100-mile-an-hour fastball similar to Noah Syndergaard and mix in other pitches that enables him to remain a starter, that's one thing. Then they have a top of the rotation guy, and we all know how hard they are to come by. If Moncada works out, you know, which everybody thinks he's going to, then they probably hit their home run. If it turns out that Kopic can't start on the major league level and he ends up being a bullpen guy, albeit more than likely a dominant one, well, then that double comes into play because eventually they'll get rid of him anyway because there's other guys in the major leagues who come out of the bullpen that throw 100 miles an hour. So, you know, it's a TBA kind of situation. I agree with you, however. They should have gotten more. But if he's able to start, maybe they get their home run.
Right. And that's fair. But again, if you get that one more, now it's akin to, you know, anytime you're doing these massive rebuilds, throw some real quality stuff against the wall and a lot of it. So one extra guy gives you a better chance of hitting more often and fortifying your rebuilding project. So I guess we're in accord. Grand slam home run for the Red Sox, a solid double for the White Sox. Balance of this trade could have tilted by one more guy moving in one direction or another. We'll tie a bow around it next for hour one.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. You know, one other thing about Kopic, Joe, and, you know, when you look at temperament, and you saw one go out the door and a temperamental guy in Chris Sale, Kopic broke his hand punching at a teammate.
Yeah, there are some issues with Mercado, it's plate discipline. You know, with Moncada, it's plate discipline. There were some plate discipline issues, but they think he's going to be great. There was the issues with Kopic, as you said. You know, Kopic punched out a teammate. There are control issues. Again, these are great high-ceiling prospects, but they are not without their issues. Neither of these guys is Gary Sanchez as far right. as being ready to roll, just as an example. So to kind of wrap it up again, you know, I can't say it any other way. It's a grand slam home run for the Red Sox, who have stamped themselves as the favorite in the American League. They're not alone. Cleveland's still pretty good, and there'll be a bunch of others right there, but they are the favorite. For the White Sox, they have started their rebuilding project, and they have hit a solid double. And as you said, if both these guys pan out in a major way, like many think, and the White Sox hope, instead of hitting the solid double that I think they hit, like you said, they'll hit a home run on their own, and the deal evens up significantly.
Fair all the way around, bud, and they also put a crimp in the plans of the Nationals, who are not only were going after Sale, but going after McCutchen as well.
Now I hear maybe Verlander. I don't know. Do you want to, at the top of hour two, do you want to quickly go through some of the other hot stove news before we roll into the NFL and the college football coaching situations and set the table for Joey McWilliams?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that next. We're going to step aside right now, and then we'll be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a Pakistani jet with 47 people on board that was on a domestic flight to Islamabad has crashed into a mountainous region. A Pakistani pop star and some children among the casualties. Donald Trump making it official now that he is choosing for Secretary of Defense
General James Mad Dog Mattis.
as the next Secretary of Defense.
Mattis then briefly took the stage of the rally as well. It's the 75th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Stephen Tubbs is in Pearl Harbor.
This will be the final major commemoration for Pearl Harbor survivors, the 75th anniversary. They've come from across the country, many of them in wheelchairs.
Pearl Harbor Day events also scheduled in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
Well, it's the headline story. Yahoo hit in the worst hack ever. 500 million accounts swiped. If you've ever had a Yahoo email account or been affiliated with Yahoo, you're in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You've got to protect yourself right now. Call ID Lion 800-941-6844. We have a special deal for you. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's identity theft insurance. This hack is going to cause millions grief, loss of time, bad credit reports, and more headaches. Hackers are devious, so prepare for the worst. The fraud restoration team at ID Lion is here to help if you are one of the ones that was hit. One in four Americans will experience identity theft. Yes, one in four. So insure your identity now with ID Lion, 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844. Remember, it's risk-free for our listener, you, and you'll get a free gift for signing up today. ID Lion, 800-941-6844.
In the last scheduled address concerning terrorism of his presidency, President Obama says we're breaking the back of ISIS.
ISIL has lost more than half its territory. ISIL has lost control of major population centers. Its morale is plummeting.
With more on Obama's address at MacDill Air Force Base yesterday, here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Obama defended the progress his administration has made in the past 8 years. He argued the image of terrorists should not be elevated. The president called them thugs and murderers who should be treated accordingly.
President-elect Donald Trump is firing his national security advisor Pick's son from the transition team for spreading fake news. Trump axing Michael G. Flynn after Flynn used Twitter to spread a false story about Hillary Clinton that led to a scary incident at a pizza restaurant in Washington, D.C. over the weekend when a North Carolina man showed up with a rifle firing a shot in the restaurant saying he was there to investigate claims of a Clinton-run child sex trafficking ring. This is USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Police in Colorado say they do not suspect foul play in the death of former Heisman Trophy winner Rashawn Salaam. Boulder police say investigators are still looking into how Salaam died on Monday, the 42-year-old found in a park in that city. With the man who shot and killed former NFL player Joe McKnight now under arrest for manslaughter, a sheriff in Louisiana is angrily defending his agency's work on that investigation. Ethan Harp explains.
Ronald Gasser wasn't arrested for 4 days after the shooting. Jefferson Parish Sheriff Newell Normand is making no apologies.
If people don't think that we know what we're doing strategically, tough. I don't care.
Newell says by not arresting Gasser right away, he didn't lawyer up. He talked for 10 hours with investigators, letting them search his home. Authorities fought misinformation, like the witness who claimed Gasser mentioned Donald Trump as he shot McKnight.
That particular witness told three different stories in the span of an hour. Shame on that individual.
Instead, the sheriff says the motive was simple road rage. Ethan Harp, NBC News Radio, New York.
And Swedish home store giant IKEA is giving paid family leave to all of its U.S. workers. The company says the move is aimed at improving the work-life balance for its employees and attracting and keeping top talent. The 14,000 or so workers affected at IKEA stores in the country will be able to take up to 4 months of leave with pay to care for new babies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have an award-winning website. It's the AVN Awards. Go check it out. You can listen live there. But in today's day and age of radio on the go, you're settling into your office, maybe you're out doing a little exercise in the gym, whatever the circumstances are. It's all about radio on the go on the platforms and the devices that you can grab this show on and all the terrific programming here on the network. Christmas is right around the corner. Make your list. Check it twice. Make sure you get all the devices that are right. Joe, explain it to them.
Bob, you mentioned a website, sportsbyline.com. You mentioned the Listen Live link. You mentioned the wealth of archived interviews. You alluded to the apps, and when you have devices, you can download so many apps that allow you to listen to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go, whether it be iHeartRadio, whether it be TuneIn Radio, whether it be Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe even a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And last but not least, of course, on this Pearl Harbor Day, we think of the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces can check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Span on Black Attack.
No question about it. Armed Forces Radio Network, baby. We got Army-Navy coming up. We're proud to be a part of it. Hefe started the tradition, and these guys and gals defend us. They're away from home. Christmas is right around the corner, as we're talking about. It's a very, very tough time of year, and hopefully we're bringing a little warmth to these kids no matter where they are, Joe.
Well said. The American Forces Radio Network plays such an important role for our service people and has for decades. Next up, Bob, we'll wrap up the hot stove baseball talk, roll into the NFL news, and then roll into the college football news before we get to Joey McWilliams at 40 after hour number two. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? Don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
I wouldn't go down that road if I were you. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. What do you say we set the table for hour two, brother, and let's get this show rocking and rolling?
I thought I kind of did as we wrapped up the last segment, but it's going to be a little more hot stove baseball. We'll tie a bow around that. We'll, dive into quickly NFL news, college football news, 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. Joey McWilliams, OklahomaSports.net. We'll talk a little Oklahoma Sooners and Oklahoma State Cowboys football, but then we'll roll into it a little bigger picture, and we'll talk the future of Big 12 football, Bob.
Hot stove is always fun, brother. And, you know, we were talking about the White Sox and the Red Sox and how Washington Nationals, who were looking to make a move and coming to the realization as many teams around the National League, Cubs are going to be around for a while. And they're trying not to stand still, supposedly making a move on McCutchen. You mentioned another name as well.
Justin Verlander.
Yep. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out, but they're recognizing the fact that they can't stand still, and that's a mark of a well-run organization.
Well said. We mentioned Boston signing Mitch Moreland and bringing him in to play first base so that they could move Hanley Ramirez to DH. And what's resulted there is the market for those Blue Jay free agents, Edwin Encarnacion and Joey Bats, is incredibly thin right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe, you know, initially we thought they were both as good as gone from Toronto. But maybe if the market thins enough, they just go back to Toronto because there are no significant suitors here. You know, and that seems to be the case thus far. Nobody's throwing the big years and big dollars at these older sluggers whose best position is designated hitter.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's a spot-on analysis. And unfortunately for some of these guys, as they get to the back end of their careers, when their free agency becomes available, those are some of the options left. And look, it's not like they won't be in the game next year. Maybe they end up re-signing, as you said. Maybe they get that one-year deal with a club that's looking for an extra bat. But sometimes the market just narrows. And it appears that with the top guys, some of them already being traded, some perhaps being traded, and Yoenis Cespedes going back into the fold, and Carlos Beltran heading to Houston, and he was valued more than those other bats. And, you know, for the reason, I guess, he can still play the field a little bit, and he's consistent. His hitting ability hasn't fallen off the map yet. It's amazing how quickly it narrows for some of these guys who think they're going to command big bucks, and they kind of go home with their tail between their legs.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how that develops, and we will be continuing to watch that as Hot Stove Baseball kind of unfolds in front of us. A couple of other lesser moves. We talked about Mitch Moreland, as we said, going to the Red Sox. Cargo back with the Rangers. Relative bargain here. I believe it's a one-year, $11.5 million deal. Again, a sound move. He'll probably end up being at the top of their lineup along with Shin-Soo Chu and lead to some of the bigger bats, the Adrian Beltres, Rougned Odor, Jonathan Lecroy. So, you know, a sound move. $11.5 million in today's baseball for a 31-year-old two-time All-Star who is on the other side of it and had a terrible year with Houston. It's pretty much a bargain. If he can recapture some of his previous form, which I'm unsure about, you know, the Rangers will certainly have gotten their money's worth and then some on that one.
Well, you know, it's interesting. He hits .210. with the Astros, and nothing happens for him. And then he goes to Texas, and he hits .284 over 33 games with 8 home runs and 24 RBIs. Obviously, they're hoping they got the latter rather than the former. But again, for a guy on the other side of 30, well, we'll see how it plays out. You know, if he gives them that over a season and projects those numbers where he hits anywhere from, you know, .265 to .285, and he gives them 20 home runs and 80 RBIs, they'll be quite happy.
Absolutely. I guess the last couple of things, more rumor. You have the Wilson Ramos deal signing with Tampa Bay. You know, he was having a great walk year until he tore his ACL in the final week of the season. And don't look like he's going to be ready probably until mid-year. But he signs a two-year, $12.5 million. It's actually 2 years. It could earn up to $18.5 million. $12.5 million of it is guaranteed. And, you know, this is a relative bargain. Relative is an understatement. This is a huge bargain if he can return to form, even if you lose him for a half a season. And when you look at the rest of the catcher's market, he was the catcher's market. Next best remaining free agent catcher is Matt Waiters. So he really was the free agent catching market. And he would have hit for the mother load, you know, as a great two-way catcher in the mold of Yadier Molina hitting free agency. He would have hit for huge dollars had he not been injured. Again, this is the kind of deal the Rays can do. They take some risk here. But, boy, if it pans out, they get huge reward on a guy who, had he been healthy coming into free agency, they would have never been in play for.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real accurate comment. But the only, you know, caveat here, obviously, if you're a position player and the stress on the knee is not as great as when you're a catcher. And that's going to be the million-dollar, in this case, however many million-dollar question, is whether or not his knee will be able to stand up to the stress for an extended period of time once he actually is healthy enough to play. There's risk-reward here, Joe, but as you said, he would have been the market. So maybe they got him a little bit of a steal here if he comes back healthy.
Fair enough. And I guess finally we'll kind of package these together. It looks like the Cubs are moving on from Aroldis Chapman. There's been a rumor put out there that there's a near $100 million deal on the table for Chapman. We haven't heard from who, and we don't know who put out the rumor. So for all we know, it was Chapman's people. So that being said, Cubs are moving on. They're the front runners right now in the Wade Davis sweepstakes. The Cubs, Royals want to trade Wade Davis and get people back or somebody back that will be under team control for several years at a reasonable price. As come 2017, a huge chunk of their offense hits free agency. So the rumor right now, as far as the latest and the favorite, is Wade Davis to the Cubs for Soler.
Yep.
Jorge Soler. And the Dodgers are in the mix. There's other teams in the mix. This is far from confirmed. The Nationals are in the mix. But right now, the Soler-Davis deal is the favorite. And it looks like Wade Davis will be the closer for the Cubs if this deal gets finalized. I can't say when, because it's if, because there's other suitors.
Right,
for
right.
Wade Davis out there, and it's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out.
Well, let's go on the assumption that the Dodgers are offering up you-know-who, Yasiel Puig,
Who do you go with? Going to be enough. You definitely go Solaire. You got him under team control till I believe 2020 at a very reasonable price, and he's not the distraction, and he's actually had more consistent, more proven success. That's a no-brainer. The Dodgers would have to bring a lot more to the table than Yasiel Puig, who they're dying to get rid of. The Nationals could be in the hunt for things. They have young guys, and they have people that may interest the Royals as they try and stay competitive, and they try and plug leaks as after the 2017 season, there are a whole bunch of guys hitting free agency, which means a whole bunch of Royals could leave in the offseason.
Yeah, no question about it. And they're looking to keep the continuity going there, and they want to contend again. And, you know, I understand why they make the move, and they're kind of trying to rebuild on the fly, Joe. But we'll see how it plays out. Right now, Soler is the big chip. I'm sure other teams will counter with perhaps more attractive offers.
We shall see, Bob. So that's basically your hot stove report up until now. Again, the centerpiece deal was the Chris Sale deal that we discussed, and that took up most of our time. We kind of went around and got you caught up on everything else. In our next segment, we're going to rapid fire through some NFL news and some college football news as we get ready for Joey McWilliams at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time. That's all next on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Yeah, well, that was the biggest cheer of the night as we got a couple idiots running out on the field right now, taking their shirts off, running all over the place. And the last person I would want to run into is a New Jersey State trooper.
Did you see
just
that
like
tackle?
That?
Oh, and the other guy's knocked down.
They're actually hitting harder than the Jets' defense. I'll tell you, that one kid may be just absolutely knocked out on the 26-yard line, Devin. That was just a unbelievable hit by a New Jersey State trooper who came in right in behind him. Don't be messing with the state troopers, man.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you.
Well, that's Boomer Esiason and Kevin Harlan, courtesy of Westwood One. And they called basically the most exciting play of the Jets-Colts game from Monday night as New York State Police and MetLife Stadium security annihilated a couple of schmucks who jumped on the field. And Kevin Harlan's getting known for calling these. If you remember, I think it was the 49ers and Rams on opening night or one of those games where they had one of those lousy Monday night games, and he basically was describing the guy running down the field and getting tackled as though he was calling a part of the football game. So
and
I thought that was a fun way to bring us back to the attack.
You know, and that's what makes it great. He calls it like a play-by-play. And you know, he throws in the stuff that he does when he's doing a play. Oh, what a hit with the – no truth to the rumor, however, that Paul Podesta actually called and tried to get the names of these two guys to maybe put them on the Cleveland defense. But that's a story for a different day. Joe, you know, it's funny, though, to tie it in, and I just want to get a quick opinion out of you on this. You saw that mess on Monday night. You still confident that Todd Bowles hold on to his job with the Jets?
No, because they quit on him. That's the first time I've said that. You know, I'm a believer in at least three seasons. You know, after the third season, we'll evaluate. But they quit on him. He has no answers. He continues to try and play Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be shocked if they took a change direction and moved in another direction at the end of the year. And, you know, it's surprising for me to say that, but just what I saw. When I see a team like the Browns, who's so overmatched talent-wise, yet they go out and play their rear ends off every week under Hugh Jackson, and then I see a far more talented team in Todd Bowles' Jets mail it in. Now, I watched Muhammad Wilkerson. You know, he literally looked like he was being weighed down by his wallet after he signed his new deal. You know, a lot of guys mailed it in. I don't like saying it, but that's the truth. So,
well,
I wouldn't be shocked if Todd Bowles went. I wouldn't be upset about it either.
Yeah, you know I've been on that bandwagon for a long time now. And it one thing became readily apparent, and there was something in the news conference that happened too. Number one, it was readily apparent they quit on him. He just has appeared all year when tough coaching was needed. And I don't mean tough physically. I mean a tough schedule that he had to deal with and matching up against teams where they were either close to the same talent or perhaps it was tilted in the other direction. The team hasn't responded. He gave such a bizarre answer in his press conference when he was asked about putting Kyle Petty in at quarterback. And he said, well, this is when, for the last four games of the season, this is when we had him scheduled to become the starter. And I listened to that, and the more I listened to it, I just shook my head, and I was like, "It." So in other words, if the record was reversed, you would have still started him. If you were at 500, you would have still started him. You're in the toilet, so now you're going to start him. It's on a schedule. You know, sometimes the trains don't run on time. And I just found the lack of flexibility, the lack of any type of cognitive, creative thinking and try to get this team in a better direction, just really puzzling to me. And I, unfortunately, from all accounts, he seems like a good man. I just think he's in way over his head as far as being a head football coach.
Looks like it. I mean, I can't disagree with anything. I wanted, up until Monday night's effort, I said, give him another year. I can't do it anymore. They just flat out quit. Big NFL news, and really the one big story out of the NFL for Wednesday is Jason Pierre-Paul, sports hernia. He ends up going in, talking to the surgeon. Surgeon says, we're operating. out for the rest of the regular season. And unless the Giants get to the NFC Championship game or beyond, he's done for the entire season. You know, tough loss for this Giant defense, who was starting to get that pass rush on track. Pierre Paul had played brilliantly over the last several weeks and was really starting to put himself in line for a big payday. And he looked like the player, not only the player before he had the fireworks accident, but the player before he had all the back woes. He looked like the player he was in 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
Not the player of more recent vintage. And had he finished the year and kept climbing and kept doing what it looked like he was going to be able to do, this was a guy in line for a huge payday. I don't know how the sports hernia injury will affect his foray into free agency. I can tell you how it affects the Giants. The secondary's now healthy, particularly at the corner spots. They've got to figure out what they're going to do with safety. But losing JPP will have a ripple effect on their pass rush, as a lot of the coverage and the attention will tilt towards Olivier Vernon. And that certainly won't help the Giants in their ability to get off the field on third down and be an efficient pass defense. The run defense, led by Snacks and Jonathan Hankins, I believe will still be there. But watch out for them to lose some edge in pass defense. And with the tough road to hoe down the stretch and that inconsistent offense, a team that needs to win two more games may be hard-pressed to get them.
You know, he had gotten back to that form of where he was commanding double teams again, which made his teammates better. You mentioned going all the way back a few years ago where he was legitimately one of the better defensive players in the league. The stats being deceiving 2 years ago where he had those, where he got the double digits on the back of a couple of multiple sack games against really inferior offensive tackles. His teammates said he has worked so hard to get back to this level again. And this wasn't a fluke. He was now comfortable playing with the hand as is. There seems like there were no back issues anymore. This is a really, really tough setback for the team. It's also a very tough setback for a guy who worked very hard to get his form back. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, they obviously throughout the regular season, he's gone. Got to make the playoffs. And even at that, what Jason Pierre-Paul are you going to get? A good one or one that's still recovering from groin surgery?
Well, we need a deep run into the playoffs before Jason Pierre-Paul are able to return. Let's switch to college game, kind of rapid-fire fashion. And it starts in Waco, Texas, where a new rule comes to Baylor, and his name is Matt Rhule, the Temple Owls head coach, who's done a great job of building programs. You know, this is a guy, you've got to be patient. You know, look at what he did. He took over after Al Golden left to go down to Miami, and Temple fell back on hard times after Al Golden left. And in his 4 years there, he turned Temple, you know, back into, I can't say a power, because they never were a power, but he made them a power within the AAC, led them to their first consecutive double-digit win seasons in program history, and their first conference championship of any kind in the history of their football program. You know, here is a guy who has built programs. He did it at Temple. He's done it at other places. He's been rumored, you know, to be a hot head coaching candidate for a while now. And in Matt Rhule, the Baylor administration brings in a guy who is a class act, is a proven winner. And for a Baylor University and for an athletic department that's going to have to show patience in rebuilding their football program, as it fell apart this year. Once they started to play people and play, you know, better Big 12 competition, they lost week after week. Jim Grobe, and we knew Jim Grobe would do this. You know, we knew they wouldn't win under Jim Grobe. A nice man, a moral man, but not a good enough winner to succeed in Waco with the uncertainty that was there. You now flush all of that out. You bring in Matt Rhule. But the realities are this administration that's so used to winning Well, they better have some patience because they have a grand total of one three-star recruit, and that's it for their 2017 recruiting class. It's going to take him. They better give him 4 years because it's going to take him at least that long to turn him around.
Well, you know, Joe, there's a couple of things in play here. You know, Mac Rhodes was the AD at Missouri, and Rhule interviewed with him there. They passed on him that time. They're not passing on him this time. That's number one. He's done a hell of a job at Temple because that program bottomed out when the previous head coach left. That's number two. And number three, you know, you're 100% right. One three-star recruit coming in, you have to be patient with that. However, the one luxury that they do have is there's no penalties against the Baylor program because of the scandal that happened. It was off-the-field stuff that went on.
Well, there may be some. They just haven't happened as of yet.
Yeah, but, you know, at that, they're walking a fine line there as far as what they can do to the program. So that's, I think, is where the patience is going to come in. They have to see what the NCAA is going to do. As of right now, they haven't done anything. But if they do something, whether or not it's going to permanently cripple the program, and at that point, 4 years from now, they'll have another decision to make. But I think it's the right choice at the right time.
They've learned about not crippling programs with what they tried to do with Penn State. So they won't cripple the program, but they may hurt it. That said, we'll talk to Joey McWilliams about all things Big 12 and Oklahoma next here on The Attack, so keep it where it is.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold as we are joined by Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net. If you want to know about anything in the world of sports in the state of Oklahoma, he's your go-to guy, and he joins us now on the attack. Good morning, Joey. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. A lot going on in the state, and not the least of which is the bumbling, stumbling, fumbling commissioner of the Big 12, Bob Bowlsby, as they continue, in my opinion, to make mistake after mistake as far as trying to move this conference forward. Your opinion on it?
It just seems overly cautious all the time. I mean, there never seems to be a move that's made with any kind of certainty. It seems almost political. In a year when we've had probably too much talk about politics, it still seems as though there's always a finger to the wind to try to figure out what's going on and what decision can be made for the conference, and then it just is, you know, 2 weeks too late, a month too late, expansion maybe never, and the fans around here get frustrated listening to that and watching that, and you know, for someone who's been a part of this part of the country for most of my life, the Big 8, the Big 12, and you want to see good things happen for a conference, you don't want your conference to completely disband, but there are fans that are almost ready for it.
Could we see that? I mean, is it conceivable? You know, the landscape is always changing in intercollegiate athletics, and football pulls the wagon. The SEC is a super conference, and they have an array of teams. Could you see a situation where Texas and Oklahoma finally say, you know what, guys, we're going to the Pac-12, and all of a sudden there's a Pac-14 or a Pac-16 or whatever it would take. Maybe they take teams with them. Maybe the SEC picks off a couple of more of the Big 12 teams, and the next thing you know, you're in a situation where the fifth team of the Power 5 ends up being the AAC, which would be, you know, what's left of the Big 12, along with most of what they have. Is there a scenario that you could see where the Big 12 ceases to exist because their marquee football programs get picked off by some combination of the Pac-12 and SEC?
Yes, I don't think you could ever say no, that there's no way this could happen. I think that it becomes lesser because schools like Oklahoma and Texas enjoy the power that each of those schools hold and enjoy the opportunity to say, we're going to state the direction of this conference, and the rest of you all will have to take a back seat depending upon what we do, whether we have a conference network, whether we have individual networks, whether there's a Longhorn network, maybe a Sooner network, things like this that are online or get some kind of national preference on television as, you know, proper. I think that makes it a little bit lesser. But to say that it's not going to happen at all, no. I would say this, though. It becomes more of an option the longer that the administration of the conference drags its feet. Expansion should have happened a long time ago. I would even go back to say expansion should have happened back in 2012, and the Big 12 should have picked off Louisville at that point in time. I mean, if you pick off Louisville in 2012, and maybe this is just sour grapes on my end, pick off Louisville in 2012, you grab a Cincinnati along the way, your footprint no longer is nine teams in the middle part of the state and just one outlier in West Virginia. You have at least a little track to get to West Virginia, and hey, you have a men's basketball championship along the way. Maybe Charlie Strong doesn't leave Louisville at that point in time if he is a part of the Big 12 and go down and have the frustrating 3 years that he and the Texas fans had for the last 3 years, and he's, you know, gone and departed at that point in time. I think a lot of different things happen if you pick off a Louisville at that point in time and you don't drag your feet. As it stands, this is a fan base within 10 schools that's had its emotions up and down of all of 2016, and finally, okay, there might be expansion. No, we're really not going to do that. So let's go ahead and go back and reset. I would say this for Bowlsby with the comments that he made this weekend. This is probably the only time I may have agreed with him in this calendar year. Yeah, there probably is a little bit of a reaction to go, what does a conference have to do if you're going to bring in someone that wasn't the conference champion, if you're going to bring in a team that maybe didn't have the greatest non-conference schedule? Not that the Big 12 is going to have a team in the college football playoff, but I think that he does make a couple of interesting points toward at least an 8-team playoff.
Well, you know, I want to piggyback what you said, though, and you talked about the expansion, which he does such bizarrely curious things. He was referencing the round-robin format in which they're actually playing a conference championship game. But in reality, they're still not. It cost them a couple of years ago. It's like they didn't learn their lesson. They decide not to do expansion. You talked about Louisville with Charlie Strong. I'll take it even a step further. When Joe and I have been talking about this, one of the teams that I felt, because of, number one, the market, and number two, the proximity within the state, I felt they should have included Houston in any expansion talk. And you talk about a domino effect. Maybe Tom Herman doesn't leave Houston if that school is going into the Big 12, because he had a kick-in clause with his contract that was going to be major bucks. He was already well established there. There's so many head-scratching moves that Bowlesby either makes or doesn't make that I would imagine if I'm a university president, I am really not happy with him sitting at the top of the conference representing what's going on within the Big 12.
No, and I agree with you. You're exactly right. I mean, it's the same scenario of possibly one head coach doesn't leave because of the possibility of being in a power conference, which at this point may be a loose terminology for the Big 12, being a power conference, at least football-wise. I mean, I'm not talking about any other sports but football at this point in time because, as you know, you mentioned, that's the one that drives the train. But it does make all the difference in the world, especially within the framework of the state of Texas itself with all the recruiting. I mean, what Herman could have done as a member of the Big 12 with what he already had in Houston and a program, obviously, that was on the rise. There are these decisions. And again, I just think it goes back to being overly cautious. There was a lot of frustration with Beebe as the commissioner way back when. And when Bowlesby has come in, it just seems like he doesn't want to put his foot on the gas and really take off and do too much. It's just the cautiousness of this political age in which we live.
You know, I guess, and we're joined by Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net. I guess what we're left to wonder is the teams that wield the power within this conference really are twofold. It's Texas, it's Oklahoma. There are other very capable teams as far as their performance in football, Oklahoma State and TCU normally. The realities are for any of these teams is that their chances of making the playoffs are severely compromised by continuing to be part of the Big 12. How frustrated is the administration at Oklahoma, the administration at Texas, and I guess to a lesser degree, the administration at Oklahoma State? And, you know, are they gravely concerned? You talked about Texas and Oklahoma wielding the hammer and having all the power. Well, they have all the power, but their path to the playoffs is blocked by the backwards ways of their conference to a great degree.
Well, the first thing that these football teams are going to have to do is win ball games, period. I mean, even with that, even if there was an easier path, a more tried and true path to get to a college football playoff, the teams are simply going to have to win football games. Texas is not holding up its end of the bargain where that comes from, and maybe Tom Herman makes a difference there. And who's to say on that except that, and you better give him 2 or 3 years, possibly a full recruiting cycle to let something come through. And I think that really helped things out when it comes to Washington making it to the playoffs. So you got to be able to do that. But the flip side of all of that, too, is even with that round-robin schedule, you can say one true champion, you can get something there. It's not enough. You need to have that conference playoff. And to go to your question then, is there frustration on that level from the Oklahoma perspective? You're not going to hear it. It's not going to make its way out to the news, except that Mr. Boren, every now and again, will come out and pontificate for the state and get everyone riled up a little bit. But within the inner workings itself, we don't hear that much per se, except that they're just trying to make sure that the championship game or something along those lines comes into play. Everything else is under wraps. You just have to be a fly on the wall, and we're not getting to see the inner workings of that, except that after 2 months, here's our decision, and go. We drug you through the ringer for 2 full months, maybe longer, and now we're not going to do expansion after all. So go back to your life, folks. Nothing to see here.
Well, you know, you raise an interesting point there, and you talked about the timidness of Bowlesby and his unwillingness to step on the accelerator. Now, you know, again, we're not all privy to the inner workings. Boren will come out and say something every once in a while. But it seems as if he's more secure about not stepping, or more concerned about not stepping on toes than literally making decisions that are good for the conference. To me, that should put his job in jeopardy.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, you have to think about 10 schools at minimum to be able to, you know, hold the position. You can't just be thinking about those two schools, Oklahoma and Texas. But I just think that's a big part of it. They hold the cards, and those are the ones that administration, Bowlesby in particular, is so amazingly concerned about. That what is this team going to do? And you know, you go back to where we brought this in too. Is there a scenario in which teams do leave the conference? I think there are probably exit strategies already in place. We don't hear about them. I don't think an Oklahoma goes by itself. I think wherever an Oklahoma goes, whether it be west or east, southeast as the case may be, there's an Oklahoma State that goes with it. And the same thing, Texas to a lesser degree. I think OU and OSU are a little bit more tied at the hip than what Texas or another Texas school might be. But I would imagine there are some exit strategies somewhere in place to be able to handle something like this if it goes awry for another year or two.
You know, we've really covered top to tail future of Big 12 football. You know, you've got two Oklahoma teams. They're in pretty good bowl games. I guess we got about 2.5 minutes left. Maybe a thumbnail preview of both Oklahoma and Oklahoma State's bowl matchups and how you see those shaking out?
Well, you start with Oklahoma, and you know, this is a team that need to get Westbrook back, make sure he's healthy from taking that hit he took in the OSU game. And still, even at that point, 4 receptions for 111 yards in that Bedlam win. And the play of the game may actually be Samaje Perine taking a knee at the very end. And I suppose making fans on both sides appreciate not only what he did on the field, but some good sportsmanship there as well. But I think it's an Oklahoma team that definitely can go back to the Sugar Bowl facing a team from the state of Alabama and represent itself very well. I think Westbrook could have quite a showing in that matchup. And you look at Oklahoma State and Colorado, two teams that, in essence, Colorado actually lost a conference championship game. Oklahoma State lost, I guess, what you know people would say, a de facto conference championship game. So coming down just a little bit, Mason Rudolph continues to do well, although he was limited against Oklahoma, completed just 12 of 25. It's a running game that has improved but needs to improve a little bit more against a Colorado team, a former Big 8, Big 12 rival there. I think fan base is definitely going to be in San Antonio for that one. I think that the Oklahoma State fans will enjoy seeing a rivalry matchup that they haven't seen in about 7 or 8 years, one in which, by the way, OSU has won the last two. So it should be fun to watch. I look to see, though, what kind of performance Mason Rudolph's going to have. This was a big matchup years ago when Brandon Whedon stepped into the scene, and it could be a good one for Rudolph to push toward one final campaign at OSU.
Joey, we appreciate the couple minutes. Just let our fan base know here where you can be reached on social media and your website and all that kind of good stuff.
Thank you. Hey, listen, oklahomasports.net. That's where you go to find out about Oklahoma sports college level and high school as well. High school football playoffs wrapping up this weekend. We're pretty much full board into basketball coverage and more. And I can be reached at on Twitter, oklasports_Joey. And by the way, one other thing, you guys mentioned this. I do want to say thanks to all those who serve on this Pearl Harbor Day. I appreciate the freedoms I have in this country and definitely honor those who are serving this country for me today.
Joey, we appreciate the couple minutes. You know you're welcome back anytime. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys. God bless you all. Have a great day.
Joey McWilliams, OklahomaSports.net. Joe, it's a conference in flux right now, and the guy in charge doesn't seem to have any answers. It's like a circular firing squad.
Don't be shocked if the fifth Power Five conference ends up not being the Big 12, which dissolves, but the AAC, which picks up the scraps. Just something to think about. We'll tie a bow around it for a hump day next year on the attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Fun show today, my brother.
It sure was, Bob. We covered a lot of ground. We would like to have covered a little bit more, but time is always short. Very quickly, couple of announcements. One NFL, one college football. NFL, we're talking about the injury to Jason Pierre-Paul. Well, the Vikings are dealing with a pretty serious injury of their own. Harrison Smith, high ankle sprain. Probably, he's definitely down this weekend. Should be interesting to see how long that lingers and how far out that injury reaches. And in college football, we talked about Matt Rhule getting the job at Baylor, and I just found it interesting, the quotes from the Baylor athletic director. Yeah, you know, he talked about the fact that that he's excited that that Matt Rhule has the same core values as the Baylor program. Like, I hope he's got better values than that. Yeah. Because he's going to turn things around. But Willie Taggart gets the Oregon job, and that should be a very good fit.
Yeah, I think so, too. That one kind of flew under the radar a little bit, and we didn't have time to get to it. But I think so as well. I think that's a real good fit out there. And a guy that, you know, took a program that was treading water and not doing much else up to nice heights with a double-digit win season.
And the best value in sports ticketing. Jacksonville Jaguars tickets. For $50, you can watch the game and spend a quarter of it hanging out with Ric Flair watching the game. Check the link out. I got the link out on my Twitter account at JoeSpano56. I got a kick out of that. Great show. We thank everybody that was involved. And for Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow. We come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.